We continue with Mishnah Berurah Amud Yomi Hilchos Tzitzis Siman Ches Siv Vav. It says the Mechaber Al Talis Katan Yachol Levarich Lehisatev Afo Pishen Misatev Ela Lo B'sho. Al Talis Katan, one can make the bracha of Lehisatev Batzitzis even if they are not actually wearing it as an atifa, they're not wearing it around their head, etc. As we said, we do not do an atifa on the Talis Katan even when we put it on at first, like we do for the Talis Gadol. Rather, we just wear it. You're still able to make, says the Mechaber, the bracha of Lehisatev Batzitzis. Yet the Rama says, Yeshomim Shemavarchan Alav Al Mitzvah Tzitzis V'chein Noagim En Lashanos. There are some who say that the correct bracha on the Talis Katan is Al Mitzvah Tzitzis, and this is the correct practice. The Mishnah Berurah says that B'dievet, if one did make Lehisatev, then that would work. They would not need to make Al Mitzvah Tzitzis once again. The Mishnah Berurah then adds, as we will see later on, that the halacha is that in order to make the bracha on this beged of tzitzis, it needs to be at least 3/4 of an amma on the front and 3/4 of an amma on the back. And the Mishnah Berurah says that the area of the neck hole is not included in that 3/4 of an amma on each side. The Chazanish disagrees and says that the neck hole could be included in the measurement. The Mishnah Berurah also says that it needs to be the majority on the side needs to be open, as we'll see later on as well. So in order to make the bracha of Al Mitzvah Tzitzis, whatever you're making, the bracha on the Talis Katan, it needs to be a kosher Talis Katan, so therefore it needs to be the majority open on the sides, and it needs to have at least 3/4 of an amma in the front and 3/4 of an amma in the back. And says the Mishnah Berurah, Anshei Maisa would make sure to have an amma in the front and an amma in the back. An amma is around 21 1/4 inches. So 3/4 of an amma will be around a little more than 15 inches. The Darkei Moshe says the reason that we don't make Lehisatev Batzitzis on the Talis Katan is because we're choshesh for those poskim who say that you're not yotze the mitzvah with a Talis Katan. So that's why you can't make the bracha of Lehisatev, which would sound like you're actually fulfilling the mitzvah appropriately. Rather, we say Al Mitzvah Tzitzis just to thank Hashem for the fact that he gave us the mitzvah at all. The Gra, however, said that one should say Lehisatev Batzitzis even on the Talis Katan. Shlomo Zalman Orbach is quoted as not making a bracha on the Talis Katan ever, since, as we'll see later on in the Mishnah Berurah, one who makes a bracha on the Talis Katan does not need to make a bracha on the Talis Katan, so Shlomo Zalman would not make the bracha on the Talis Katan for fear that it did not have the appropriate shear, etc., so you weren't really fulfilling the mitzvah with the Talis Katan, so Shlomo Zalman Orbach would never make the bracha on the Talis Katan, whereas Orchas Rabbeinu says that the Chazanish and the Stipler would make the bracha on the Talis Katan when there would be a large hefsek between the putting on of the Talis Katan and the putting on of the Talis Gadol. Let's say someone was learning an hour before davening or something of that nature, so they put their Talis Katan on at home and then they go to learn for an hour, so and then they'll put on the Talis Gadol. So because of that long break, some say that one should make Al Mitzvah Tzitzis on the Talis Katan when they put it on, and then make Lehisatev Tzitzis on the Talis Gadol later on. One needs to separate the strings of the tzitzis one from the other. The Mishnah Berurah says that this is in order to ensure that they are not tangled up. The Vilna Gaon thinks that this is done may ikar adin, that there is a requirement to separate the string. However, the Bala Itter says that the only reason for the separation was due to the tcheles, to separate that string from the other strings. And therefore, now that we don't have the tcheles, so it is only done zecher to the time when we had the tcheles. The obvious difference between the Itter and the Vilna Gaon will be whether you would be allowed to make the bracha without separating it. As according to the Vilna Gaon, it might be ma'akev, whereas according to the Bala Itter, it would definitely be okay. You'd be able to make the bracha even if you didn't do the separation. And then another difference is that according to the Itter, you only need to separate four strings from four strings, whereas according to the Vilna Gaon, you need to separate each string individually. The Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Magen Avraham that if one is going to come late to shul because they need to separate the strings, then they don't need to be so makbid on it. And the Bar Halacha says, because it's based on this Itter, that it's really only Zecher the Tcheles. But according to Vilna Gaon, then even if it's going to make you late to shul, you would need to be careful to separate the strings one from the other. So therefore, in order to be choshesh from the Vilna Gaon, l'chatchila, one should be careful to separate the strings beforehand. סיב חס, יחבים בהסעתו, שציוון הקדוש ברוך הוא לסעתו בו, כדי שנזכור כל מצוות סוף לעשו סם. When you do the atifa of the talus, or the tzitzis, one should have in mind that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us to perform this mitzvah in order to remember all the mitzvahs that we need to fulfill. The Mishnah Berurah explains that this is besides for the regular kavanah that one needs to have of being yotzei, the mitzvah of tzitzis in general, of mitzvah srichos kavanah, the general kavanah for a mitzvah. The Bach says that this and sukkah and tefillin are three unique mitzvahs that since in the pasuk it says l'man yedudu roseichem, etc., it says the reason we do the mitzvah is l'man for a certain thing, so therefore one needs to have that extra kavanah in mind as well. The Mishnah Berurah says, though, however, that this is only l'chatchila, to have this in mind, but b'dievet, if one only had in mind to be yotzei the mitzvah, but one did not have in mind this special kavanah, that the reason we perform this mitzvah is to remember all other mitzvahs, you're still yotzei the mitzvah, but l'chatchila, one should have this unique kavanah. Sif test. Kodam sheyavarech ya'ayim bechutei hatzitzisim him mikshirim kadei shelo yavarech levatala. Before one makes a bracha, they should check to make sure that the tzitzis are kosher, that they're not ripped too much, etc. They're tied appropriately so that they don't make a bracha levatala if they're not really fulfilling the mitzvah. The Mishnah Berurah says that you also need to check the hole where the strings go through in the baget to make sure that that's not ripped at all, because that would passel it as well. The Mishnah Berurah then adds that even though there's going to be a potential isser, even without making the bracha, because you're wearing a beged dalet kanfos, an item of clothing with four corners without the tzitzis, which would be a bittel aseh, if the tzitzis aren't really kosher in this situation, still, as a Mishnah Berurah, you're able to rely in general on the chazaka that the tzitzis are kosher, only because of the stringency, the severity of lotisa, of making a bracha levatala, they are machmir that you need to check it and not rely on the chazaka. However, other achronim quoted in the Mishnah Berurah say that you always need to check all the strings. One, we don't rely on a chazaka in a case where you can be mevarer to see if the chazaka remains true or not. As well, it is a chazaka gerua, it is a wee chazaka, because strings generally do rip. So you can't really rely on the fact that they're not going to rip if that's something that actually does occur. So therefore, you need to check every morning to make sure that your strings are still intact appropriately. If it'll prevent you from davening betzibur, or it's going to be matriach betzibur because you were called up to the Torah, etc., then you can put on the talis even without checking to make sure the strings are kosher. If when you took it off the day before you checked it to make sure it was kosher, then you don't need to check it the next morning. You can rely on the fact that it was kosher the day before. So the Mishnah Berurah also points out that it sounds like from the Bach and the Eliyahu Rabbah that you need to check the strings even on Shabbos. However, it's not so simple, because after all, you might not be able to do anything about it when you check it as well. As well, that earlier halacha that we mentioned of separating them, there's a question whether separating the strings applies to Shabbos as well. As Shlomo Zalman Orbach says that you should not separate the strings on Shabbos because of misakin, as even though in general the strings get mixed up, since by separating them you are potentially making them kosher now, as you couldn't wear them before, you couldn't make the bracha before, etc. So that is considered to be a tikkun of the tzitzis, and therefore separating the strings, if they're really tangled up, would be prohibited, says Rosh Shlomo Zalman. We'll see more on this topic in Siman Gimel in the Shari Tshuva.